This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship radio station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And remember, to everybody out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and, of course, our bulk mail haulers, the guys hauling the mail out there, good old Felix and company. And we also want you to follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And while you're there, don't forget, you can also find us on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And we're also on Twitter at Captain's America. Now, don't forget, you can check out our website, too, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Simply, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. And joining us from California, we have the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Hey, are you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
All right, here we go. I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we get it, and we certainly hope that you'll get it, too. Well, you know, Kyle, I don't know what all to make of all this, but we talked about this a second ago, but I'm going to add to this. The mayor of the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol says that right now they believe more than 10,000 people have died and in the Russian siege of his city, and that the full death toll is expected to surpass twice that number as they go through the rubble looking for more bodies. Now, with the Russian military in retreat, or at least leaving that area to regroup and reform and come over in the Donbas area and launch a full-scale invasion there, they're being condemned for their brutal tactics and harsh political repression at home, and the economy being buffeted by Western sanctions. Now, we're not hearing a lot about this, Kyle, but the economy in Russia is really starting to go sideways right now.
Well, that's right. Russia itself is likely headed for some kind of major default, also as a result of these sanctions coming in from all over the free world. And, you know, Captain, at the beginning of this entire conflict, the war that's being foisted on Ukraine by Russia, we've been talking about how does Putin get out of this, or how does Russia, I think, more importantly, get out of this? And to some degree, I really do think that it's really more incumbent on the Russian people to get rid of Putin on their own in some way, shape, or fashion.
That's where I was going to go right now, because Vladimir Putin could be in serious trouble right now trying to stay in power, not only with the people, the citizens, but also with the political people that are there and some in the military. Because remember, he's just changed his commanding general to this guy called the Butcher of Syria.
That's right. That's right. And again, he may have had something to do with that attack on the train station as well. So those are his street creds, basically, the kind of warfare that he's going to wage. And the people of Russia, of course, are suffering. There are those, and of course, they have been lied to with the propaganda. They, in some ways, support the invasion of Ukraine. Mm-hmm. But overall, you've got the people, you've got the oligarchs. And they've got big money, they've got big influence, mm-hmm. and they may turn on Putin, yes.
Now, we're hearing from our favorite Fred, namely Fred listening via the live stream at Copacabana Beach in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil right now. He's saying, good morning, Captain and officers and crew and invited guests of stature. That's the way he starts it out. He says, Captain, when you give the weather report and mention Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, it makes me feel all kinds of sentimental for the place. That's where I spent one summer when inducted into the U.S. Army. And yes, they have a basic training center there in the month of May, 1968. I can especially recommend Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri during the summer months. Aha! Fred, listening, live stream from Copacabana Beach.
All right. Yes. Thank you, Fred. That's amazing. What an adventure I'm sure it must have been at that time. Although maybe it didn't feel quite like it. But thank you for going into basic training.
Well, adventure not necessarily, because you know a lot of those guys were thinking, well, I'm headed to Vietnam.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. But yeah, we're always glad to hear from Fred.
Yeah, Fred's a good guy. We appreciate Fred. Matter of fact, we won't call him old Fred, although we could.
No, he's 89 years young, as I recall.
No, not him. Not this Fred.
Oh, not this Fred.
That's
okay.
That's the Fred from Sarasota you're thinking about.
All right. Yeah.
Now, listen, Biden's next inflation crowd is going to be extraordinarily elevated. At least it's going to elevate, rather, the consumer price index, which they believe is going to set an all-time record high. Ever since they've been doing this consumer price index thing. And people, when they see the number that's coming out, and it could be close to 10%, they are not going to like it.
Well, that's exactly right. It is not going to be a good day, news cycle, for the White House, but a bad day, of course, for America because of all the suffering. Yep.
All righty, my friend, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go nowhere. I shall return with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And it's Tuesday, and we'll tell you what that means on the other side of the break. Don't go nowhere, no how. I shall return.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hey folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
And you know, for all the people that do come out there, we have some free stuff that we bring with us from the radio show that we hand out to you, and always happy to do that, always happy to see the smiley faces from the people that show up, and we get a couple of mail haulers that show up from time to time, the bulk mail haulers, and we get some people, veterans, and retired fire, and retired police, and general citizenry that show up. You never know who's going to be there, and it's really a good thing. We're always happy to see the people that are there. Tuesdays at Mission Barbecue on West Waters here in Tampa, in the Town and Country section of Tampa. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Relief Factor. And most of you know, if you don't, that I have been taking Relief Factor for going on more than 7 years now. It's part of my regular regimen. And I take it because of the injuries that I had, and I was forced to take something totally different, which was some kind of high-test stuff for the pain and the swelling I was going through, and it would make me dizzy, would make me nauseous, would make me tired when I wasn't supposed to be tired, and it was just dangerous to try to drive with and all that. So I said, nope, I got to do something different. So one day I'm driving along, taking a bunch of Aleve. I think I was taking as many as 12 Aleve a daytime after I got rid of the prescription stuff, and I heard this ad for Relief Factor. And I said, well, hell, 1995, what have I got to lose? And that's all it cost then, and that's all it costs now. How about that? And this was 7 years ago. So for 1995, I got one of those three-week quick start packs. I started to take it. By the end of the first week, my pain was starting to get lower, not gone, but lower. And then by the end of the second week, the pain was gone. And I decided to stop it for a couple of days and say, well, I don't need it. It's okay now. Yeah, right. Big mistake. Came right back. When you start taking this stuff, you got to keep taking it at least once a day in the morning with your breakfast. And that's what you're supposed to do. Now, it's only $19.95 for the three-week quick start. You can get that by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And don't forget, it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regulation of enzymes and proteins that are good for you in your body. Now, what makes it so good is turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that help support your body's natural response to inflammation and will lower or eliminate pain by going right straight to the source. It's 100% drug-free, and again, 100% botanical and fish oil product. It has the enzymes and proteins in it that your body needs to have. So the website to go to, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Order the three-week quick start. There are no clubs to join, no tricks, no hoops to jump through, none of that stuff. And all you have to lose is pain, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
Well, the World Bank says that the Ukraine's economy will shrink 45.1% this year because of Russia's invasion, which has shut down half of the country's businesses, choked off imports and exports, and Russia now has pretty much control of the oil and the pipelines.
That's right. And, of course, it is a foregone conclusion that these kinds of devastating effects would be happening to the people of Ukraine. What I'm hoping to look forward to, Captain, is the day when Russia is expelled from Ukraine. We don't know exactly when that day will be, but can you imagine the influx of money and help and aid and rebuilding of the economy that Ukraine can experience hopefully one day soon in the future? I just can't imagine that there's going to be so much outpouring at that point.
Who's going to expel them?
I think the Ukrainians themselves, if we arm them to the teeth, and we continue the pressure that we can apply with the sanctions and so forth. There might also be some training, so forth involved. But, if they have what they need, I think the Russian army has shown itself to be defeatable in this regard.
And the other thing is the European Union is fast tracking the membership for the Ukraine, and that could change the game.
Well, certainly it could. It's not NATO in that sense. So we're talking about two different things. So who would come to their aid, perhaps, or so forth. But that would be a huge step forward, and it would. And this is going to change the map, obviously. You know, no pun intended, for years and years and years to come, for perhaps for generations, based on what Vladimir Putin decided to do, and that is to invade Ukraine. He's now literally changed the world and the way that we look at the world moving forward.
Okay, now stop the presses. Elon Musk will not be joining the Twitter board. And did you hear the reason why?
Well, I know that, well, there's a couple of different things going on. Number one, he couldn't be as critical as he's being of Twitter if he was a member of the board, basically. That just wouldn't work. Number two, he's limited to how much stock he can buy if he was on the board. So I think if he really wants to do something to start taking over Twitter, or if he has those designs, being on the board is not advisable.
The most important reason why is because he had to have a background check.
Oh, really? Okay. That's interesting.
A background check. And that stopped it. He did not want to have a background check. That was the most important reason why. So now you got me thinking, I wonder what's in his background.
Well, it's very interesting. But what's in the future of Twitter is more of Elon Musk bringing to the very fore this notion of free speech, of suppression, of shutting people up just because you don't like what they had to say.
Mm-hmm.
I think there were even some Twitter people. I saw one story where one Twitter employee very vocally said, I quit. I'm never working for Elon Musk and that kind of stuff. So there's a shakeup.
Now, I'm about to get myself in trouble, and I guess I'm going to drag you along with me. The Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, who not only supports and defends the never-ending Biden border crisis, but is also actively working to undermine the core beliefs and values of America. Where the other nominees are inept, this guy is a clear and present danger to the security of the United States. And in my not-so-humble opinion, of course, as reported by Breitbart, Mayorkas delivered a speech to race hustler Al Sharpton's National Action Network convention on Friday, because, of course, he did, in which he claimed that the core founding principle of America is, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Is equity as opposed to equality. And as a result, he's building an immigration system built on equity. Our country was built on all men and women being equal.
Well, certainly, and based also on the principle that they're endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights.
And this guy is going dead against all of that.
Well, of course, because now it's the new interpretation. It's the living documents, quote unquote. It's that kind of mentality. And to change it just a little bit from equality to equity, they're very, very different words. And it means, Captain, that instead of people being treated equally, now you're going to have somebody, a czar, if you will, saying, you treat this person this way, and we'll treat that person that way, and we're going to have a calculus about this, we're going to see how we feel about it, and on it goes. So no matter what you do, they can claim that you're wrong, yeah, that you're doing it wrong, and yeah, that you're doing a hate crime, all this
uh-huh
stuff.
Where's Santa Monica, California?
It's just near Los Angeles. It's down near the near the coast. Yeah.
Well, you've got no mail. The U.S. Post Office is not delivering mail into a couple of areas there where the postal workers, the mail carriers, have been getting attacked. They've been getting beaten. They've had some of their mail stolen from them. They've had them, stuff stolen from them personally, their wallets and whatnot. They've been robbed. And they're just not going into certain areas in Santa Monica until they catch the people that have been doing it.
Yeah, this is pretty serious stuff, and a lot of people love to go to Santa Monica. They go to the beach, they go out there, you know, to go along the shore there and so forth, and all the fun stuff that's in Santa Monica. So, yeah, this is a really big deal.
Is that the one with the Ferris wheel and all that?
Well, they have the Santa Monica Pier. That's right, yeah.
They have a Ferris wheel there.
Yeah, yeah, so I think that like a fun zone and go down to have fun and relax, and so it's definitely not considered to be a bad
thing. Okay, many years ago I was there. That's how I remember it. Okay, hold that thought. All right, folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, and don't forget, it's Tuesday, and here's why it's Tuesday.
Hi, folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Express.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The mayor of Mariupol says more than 10,000 residents have been killed, and it's possible that the death toll is more than 20,000. Vadim Bozhenko, talking to the Associated Press, says his hard-hit Ukrainian port city has bodies, quote, carpeted through the streets. Mariupol has suffered some of the most brutal attacks in the Russian invasion that began in late February. Blazhenko alleges that Russians brought mobile cremation equipment. All signs now pointing to the Kremlin planning an offensive in eastern Ukraine, but there are signs of resistance.
British intelligence is reporting Monday Ukrainian troops have pushed back several Russian assaults in the country's east. The focus of a new offensive by Russian invaders and their new commander, nicknamed the Butcher of Syria. President Zelensky said this week will be crucial to the course of the war. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. And partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. And partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com.
Captain's America, Third Watch, with Captain Matt Bruce. Between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time, it's source material for the early shows.
Yes, it is, and I want to remind everybody that this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. Now, Mike is now changing the game with his six-piece towel set. Now, I've got two sets of these towels, and I'll tell you what, I've had a lot of towels in my day, but these are just absolutely the best. You know how when you get a bath towel and it never really fits around you? Well, these do. These do. Now, this set is made with USA cotton, making it extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. Now, the set comes with a two-bath, two-hand towel, two washcloths, typically retailing for about $100. For a limited time, you can get this set for a low price of $39.99. But wait, they're not done yet. If you go over there to MyPillow.com and you buy these towels, you'll get a free gift of Mike's choosing. $39.99 with the promo code CAPTAIN. Remember, all my MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. So just go to the website, MyPillow.com, and they've also got the Radio Listener Specials page. You can click on over there and see some even better specials. The promo code will always be CAPTAIN. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, you look at something else, and an Air Force veteran got a big win after being silenced by big tech for a post labeled hate speech. Did you see that?
I did not see the actual post, no.
Now, Big Tech censored an Air Force veteran, a female, who shared a story of rising from poverty, living in extreme poverty, joining the Air Force, getting a college education, and going on to run her own business and be her own boss. And they called that hate speech.
That's really something. It's hard to imagine why a story like that would be flagged as something like that.
I guess because she was flaunting her skills that not everybody can do. But, you know, you want to join the military, one of the things you're going to get is an education.
You're going to get an education. You're also going to find out who you are. You're going to find out the strengths you never thought that you had. You're going to be able to take those skills and translate them into the world when you're out of the military. It's these kinds of stories that typically are thought to be inspiring, not something that's negative.
Now, you've heard of Getter, right?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Do you use their platform?
No, I'm not on Getter as of yet.
All right. Well, you should be, because I've gone over there and I've grown by gangbusters over there. But anyway, Twitter, according to the Getter CEO, Jason Miller, you know who he is, right?
Right.
Used to be with the Trump administration. Twitter is a fundamentally broken product, according to Getter CEO, Jason Miller, with a culture of political discrimination that cannot be fixed. Now, once it emerged that Elon Musk had rejected a seat on the board following his purchase of a 9% share of stock in Twitter, which made him the largest stockholder, we found out the reason why, his words, not mine, the reason why he was not going to continue going to the board, one of the reasons was he had to have a complete background check to be there, and he didn't want to do that.
Yeah, that is pretty interesting. Nevertheless, he's in a great position to take over more of Twitter stock. He's in a great position to continue to be very critical of that platform. And I think I'm trying to recall the exact word that he used. I think it was a word similar to Twitter becoming irrelevant, basically, or you know, it's just not as influential. It's not what it used to be. I think primarily because of the squelching of different opinions. It used to be, Captain, that, you know, Americans and American kids were taught how to be discerning about things. You know, people have the right to say kooky things. They can say out of the ordinary things. They can tell you all about their conspiracy theory, but you don't have to believe it. And but yet somehow there are people who believe you should never hear it. And that I think, is the big concerning thing about big tech.
Now, you and I had a little chat, and I asked you if you'd seen the pictures coming from Shanghai tonight on the news. And they showed the pictures of downtown Shanghai, and you could hear the people screaming in the distance, screaming, locked in these buildings. They couldn't get out.
That's right. What we're hearing, Captain, is that in many cases, they're actually locking the people in the buildings. They are barring the doors from the outside of the building. So can you imagine, I mean, and as a firefighter, right, what happens if you trap people in buildings and then something like a fire starts? I mean, this is a disaster waiting to happen.
Well, they'll already be dead before you can even get to the fire because of smoke inhalation.
Well, right. But here you have the Chinese government, evidently, according to these reports, doing this very thing of locking people in. They're screaming because they can't get food. They can't get food deliveries. They can't get anything, it would seem. And according to other reports, they seem to be taking the people's pets and they're slaughtering them.
Yeah. Again, according to I saw a guy with a shovel banging dogs and cats over the head with a shovel to kill them.
Right.
I couldn't believe it. They were in bags.
Yeah, this is just
unbelievable.
This is unprecedented. And because, of course, the authoritarian government, the communist Chinese government, they evidently can do whatever they want. It makes us aghast here in the West.
But as COVID in Shanghai is surging, the United States now ordered all their non-emergency government staff out of Shanghai.
Right, that's a big deal. My question is, what is the level of COVID in the sense of what's happening to people? Are they dying? Are they in the hospital? Are they at death's door? Or are they getting mild symptoms the way that we've seen so many people that have contracted COVID or Omicron or whatever recently here in the United States or other parts of the world? What is the justification for these lockdowns? Now, I understand that they have what they call the COVID zero policy, but this seems to be far beyond the pale.
Yeah, I don't know, but I haven't heard about a bunch of people dying, so I guess it's what we know with the Omicron. By the way, Joe Biden's radical policies have managed to cause a massive increase in food prices. Way to go, Joe.
Way to go, Joe. And, I mean, if you see the stickers on the gas pumps, well, you'll start seeing those at grocery stores now.
Yeah.
And just for anything that
you see the
want
stickers
buy.
On the watermelon. Joe did that.
That's right. That's right. I mean, if you just do a test. You know, think about what you might have filled up a couple of grocery bags with a month ago, two months ago, 6 months ago, a year ago. And what are you getting now? How much does it cost to fill up a couple of grocery bags?
Now, there's been a lot of comments about Liz Cheney in Wyoming, the congresswoman up there, right?
Right.
And you can't complain that she isn't still giving it a go. She is running for re-election. She just has not been recognized by the Republicans as being a Republican. They booted her out of the party up there, I might add. I don't know how she's going to run, maybe as an independent. But get this, Kyle. She just added $3 million to her war chest. She now has $10 million with which to get herself reelected.
That's really unbelievable. Well, of course, you know, she's probably getting support from those who are just happy as clams that somehow she's someone they can point to and say, here's a Republican who doesn't like the Republicans, that kind of thing.
Now, I don't know if you know this or not, but remember Andrew Cuomo, the former governor of New York?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
He could have a shot at winning back control of the Empire State as a governor because he's talking about running as an independent.
Well, if he does, there's a couple of
things. He's going to split the vote.
He'll split the vote. That's true. And also, wherever he goes, here's what the questions are going to be. It's not going to be, what do you want to do for New York? And what's your policy going to be? And blah, blah, blah. It's going to be, what about these accusations these credible accusations from the women that you resigned in disgrace? Either it's narcissism that gone, takes a holiday or something, but this is crazy.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with the Truckers Highway Bible Report, myself and Kyle Warren. And, yep, we got more stuff to tell you about. Yeah, we got a big old snowstorm out west, and it's coming to the east. Slowly but surely. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
And welcome back, everybody. Oh, my goodness. There was a Biden phone guy that just came in there. Holy smokes. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And I got a little treat for you. Tonight's a Tina Turner night. So the Truckers Highway and Bible Report is always brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J. We're going to get a little Tina Turner stuff going here. Here we go.
You're simply the best.
is Tina Turner, and Kyle, I had an old one with old original song that she did, Proud Mary, and this was one of the more modern ones when she went modern, when she went off on her own as a solo artist, so we had a couple of really good shots at this tonight.
Yeah, both real good sounding tunes tonight.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This one is really good. I really like this, simply the best. I can kind of relate to that in a little ways because I think she did that for Mel Gibson. Wasn't she in a movie with Mel Gibson?
Good question. Yeah, I'm trying to recall. Yeah.
Okay, well, let's get going here. Tell us what's going on weather-wise.
All right. Well, folks, don't forget, we've got these blizzard warnings. These are in eastern Montana tonight, so definitely be aware of that. They're actually saying if you don't need to go out, don't go out. Don't travel if you don't have to. These blizzard conditions, looks like you could get snow accumulations between 10 and 18 inches, higher in the higher elevations, of course. And this is going to go on now, it looks like, in some areas, not just through Wednesday, but also perhaps through about noon on Thursday. So these storms are formidable, and be careful. So if you're coming out, going out through eastern Montana, if you're coming along I-94, you definitely want, or I-90, you want to be careful of these. You've got winter storm warnings all across the state of Montana tonight, so be very, very careful. We've also got winter storm warnings dipping down into Wyoming, also into Utah, also through Colorado as well. We do have some active snow coming across the road that's happening in central Wyoming. Also, if you're coming out I-70, you might be engaged in that coming out of Denver, getting into some rain across the border with Utah, and certainly north of I-70 up in the Meeker or Craig or Greystone area, you're going to have a mixture of rain and snow in different places. Rain and snow coming across I-15 just north of St. George, down in southern Utah. We've also got rain and snow coming across the road near Boise, Idaho, going down towards about Mountain Home. So be aware of that. Also, it looks like I-84 in Washington, if you're coming out of Portland, you're definitely going to have rain and snow coming across the road in various areas near Boardman. Also, south of Pendleton, before you get to Island City, definitely snow coming across the highway there tonight. Also, snowing hard on Cabbage tonight, Captain, 32 degrees. Snoqualmie Pass, 30 degrees. Snow showers. It's all slushy on the road, and you just got to be careful out there tonight.
And if you don't think that's bad enough, folks, wait till I take you over into North Dakota and South Dakota. 70-mile-an-hour winds have been reported up there blowing this snow that's around up there. You know, it's bad enough when it gets to be, 25, 35 miles an hour in a snowstorm. But when it gets up to around 70, all bets are off. You can see nothing, nothing, nada, zip, zilch. So there's a lot of people, I'm sure, off the road up there. Hopefully they're in the pilots and the Flying J's that are available up there. But two-thirds of North Dakota right now under a blizzard warning. The eastern part of Montana, under a blizzard warning. The northwestern corner, Rapid City, under a blizzard warning. Then you've got snow and winter storm watches all the way up over into the northwestern corner of Minnesota. And down into parts of Nebraska and down into parts of Kansas and the northwestern corner of Missouri. This storm is eventually going to move to the east. It's taking its own sweet time about doing it. You've got some conditions up in the upper peninsula of Michigan where you've got snow right now up there. You've got a heavy batch of fog from Springfield east to Fort Leonard Wood and then on up to St. Louis and up through the central part of Missouri tonight. You've also got some bad, severe thunderstorms, flooding, and possible tornado watches right now along the Mississippi River. And, I mean, this is right along the river, northwestern corner of Mississippi, central part of Arkansas, and the southwestern corner of Tennessee. And that's pretty much been staying there for the last couple of hours. It may move, it may not. And that's about it for the weather. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right. Thanks very much, Kyle. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
Okay, folks, and don't forget the Trucker Sidewing Bible Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop, and we appreciate them very much sponsoring that program. And for the guys and gals that are up there in North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, in the blizzard, I certainly hope that you're hunkered down at a Pilot and a Flying J, because if you are, we know you're going to get some good coffee, good food, and you'll have all the amenities you need. Okay, Denise Simon, BoundaryCode.com is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood down here.
Okay, good.
Don't go up north. Okay.
I agree.
Jim Jordan yesterday said, and I quote, "It sure looks like Joe Biden was involved in his son's finances."
Well, they're kind of, I was kind of surprised yesterday that Fox was kind of repeating some text messages from the Biden laptop that we had already seen. But, I guess people need to be reminded for things in context, because there are shared bank accounts. Hunter clearly was complaining to family members that he was paying all the bills and repairs on Joe Biden's house. The question that I have that I can't seem to get, I've reached out to see if anybody would ask, is, has anybody sent a FOIA request or subpoena to University of Delaware? I think that's where it was, University of Delaware.
I think Tom Fitton did.
Where Biden sent all of his vice presidential records.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Haven't seen any of that yet.
No. Tom Fitton's had one out for, I would say, probably going on 2 years now. He's had no comment back.
We don't know what the FBI has done. They're virtually not giving us any kind of update on any investigation. Of course, they generally don't do that, except to say there's an ongoing investigation. But it's kind of like...
Yeah.
Investigations are where things go to die that we never hear from again.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, right after the top of the hour news.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.